says, Vishleim of the Rabbi Yonasan. According to Rabbi Yonasan, they call Mafish Rabbi Taima. Rabbi explains Rabbi Yonasan's Tam, why Stam Nisa is Bechenik, because she learned it out from Nisa B'day Shemayim, that nothing touched the body itself. Elul Rabbi Yashi, according to Rabbi Yashi, it says it's a Svara, that you have to give the more simple Misa, you have to give Chenik, Bemai, Mimai, Di'ika, Chenik, Bi'elam. Who told you there's such a Misa of Chenik altogether? Maybe she slapped the guy also. Like, who said Chenik is a Misa? Eima, Saif? Maybe the last Misa, the third Misa, is only Saif. Maybe there's only Skila, Srefer, and Saif. The Torah says Cherif. But maybe less than that we did not have. So how do we know there's such a Misa of Chenik altogether? Amar Rav, Rav says, no, that much, Arbo, Mises, Gemara, Gemirulu. Like, that's Halach L'Moshe M'Sinai. That there are four different types of Mises, that's Halach L'Moshe M'Sinai. So only a question, which is the more chamer? So obviously, Rabbi Yonasan holds that Chenik is the most simple one. Therefore, Minastam, we have to give the simple Misa. So, my loy Mifnei Shikala Kamiflagi. What's the machlokes then, Rabbi Yash and Rabbi Yonasan? The machlokes is Chenik really the most simple Misa there is or not? And therefore, the plukta, the Rabbi Shimon Rabbonin, that's the machlokes, Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbonin. The Rabbonin Shita was, Chenik is the most simple one. But according to Rabbi Shimon, it's not Chenik, it was Sayef was the most simple one. So therefore, Rabbi Yonasan cannot stam say Rabbi Yashi is Svara because Chenik is the simple one, because it's not true. He holds Cherev is the most simple one. So therefore, Rabbi Yonasan needs a Svara that you learn out stam Misa from Misa B'dei Shemayim. Just like Misa B'dei Shemayim, the body is not touched. You die, stam. Same thing, Misa B'dei Yodem, there's such a Misa of a stam death that's choking you. But the body itself is not ruined. Oh, Malay Reb Zera Labaya, so Zera said to Abaya, Sharhan is Golem. Other type of Chayve Misa Skila. The like Sivbu Skila. The Torah does not say directly Skila by that Avera. By certain Averas in the Torah says clearly they deserve Skila. But the other Averas, that does not say clearly they deserve Skila. How do we know they deserve Skila? Like, you tell them in our Svara, Stam Misa should be Chenek. How do we know to give these Skila? It must be, Digam Mimi Oivi Yadoini. You learn it out from the Parash of Oivi Yadoini. The other Torah says clearly, they deserve Skila. So you learn out other type of Mises from Oivi Yadoini. Now the Gemara says, B'mai Gamri. How do you learn it out? It has to be some type of Gzeira Shava. Something to teach us that these other, the other Chiyuvim are with Skila. Samara says, "B'maisu yamaisu gamri, oy b'demayim bom gamri." That was the shaila, really. It says, "Maisu yamaisu ba'ovi yadoni," and it says there'll be other misas also. So maybe that's the limud. Wherever it says "Maisu yumas," it means skila. Or else maybe it also says the word "b'demayim bom." Maybe the words "demayim bom," that's the limud that it means skila. So Amalei said back to him, "B'demayim demayim bom gamri." It's true. The limud is from the second way. It says the mayhem bomb by Oivi Yadoni, and it says the mayhem bomb by other Chiyuvim, by other Averis. So that's the limud. Just like here, the mayhem bomb means skila, other places also. Now, what's bothering him? Because di b'maisu maisu, because if you can learn it out, the Xeris Shava, is the Torah says the words, maisu maisu, gemiri. If so, I have a question then, de mayhem lamali. For what purpose does the Torah write an extra words of the mayhem bomb? But that was bothering him, really. Really, they're extra words, the mayhem bum. So if you tell me that's how I learn out, that I give other chiyuvim skila from these extra words, very good, there's no cash in the Torah. But if you learn it out from Moshe Moshe, who are the words, the mayhem bum is extra. So what's the answer back? Ask yourself. Ella, what do you want to tell me? My the mayhem gemiri, what do you want to tell me? Now that the Xeris Shav is from the words, the mayhem, that's what's extra to teach us this limud, that you get skila. Just like if you don't, you get skila. Here also you get skila. So the question is then, maisu yumasu lomali. So I ask the same question then. The words maisu yumasu is extra. Why do we need a double lashon here? Maisu yumasu both by if you don't, and it says by other chiyuvim also. Ask the same question. Like, what are you gaining by saying using demayim? But it's not the same question then. The other words of maisu yumasu is extra. Like, what do you gain one way over the other way? So you have to ask like this. No, he said, Kiritanya, this way is good. If I use the words, the mayhem bomb, to teach me skila, true, there's still extra the words, maishu masu, but that I know what we need for. That's for another drosha. Kiritanya, like we learn like this. Mois Yumas Hamaker Rotsehu. A murderer, the Torah says, if you kill somebody, Mois Yumas, we have to kill you. Hamaker Rotsehu is called a Rotsehu. Same Liela Benisa Ksuva Boy. It's only you could kill the person with the Misa that the Torah says directly. Only with that type of a Misa, Bezin has the right to kill him. Minan, how do we know a general klal that Shim Iata Yocholi Hamisoi, the Misa Ksuva Boy, if for some reason Bezin cannot give him the Misa that it says clearly in that Parsha, for some reason they can't do it, is Shata. And Bezdin has the right to give him even a different misa. That mikol mokim, you have to kill the person. Talmud Lema, that's what the pasuk says. Mois yumas hamakir. Mikol mokim, mashm anyway. Lechatchila, the Torah says, which type of a misa to give him, whether it's chenik or whether it's kila. But in the case that's not possible now to give chenik, for some reason they don't have any cloth there, or they can't use chenik. So there's such a limud of Mois Yumas to teach us, Mikol Makom, that any type of a Misa, Bezdin really has the right to give him. So therefore it's good, the words Demeyem, Demeyem, that's to teach us that they are Chayvi Skila by other Averis, and the extra words of Mois Yumas, that's teaching me that you give a Misa B'chol Makom. Even if you can't give the regular Misa he deserves, you can give him a different one. Now, my kashle, what would be a kasha to you? If you would have learned out from the words mois yumosu, those are the words that teach us that there's a chiyuv skila by other averus. So what was bothering you really? Let me, if you want to tell me, eishes ish kashle. It's not only that there are extra words of demeyim demeyim, but maybe if you want to learn it out from mois yumos, there'll be a question that someplace you don't deserve it. Where would be the question? Maybe by Eishes Ish. Ilayna Eishes Ish. Kokashalei lemeisi lemigmar mois yumas miyoiv yadayni. Like a regular noyef and noefes, if someone lives with an Eishes Ish, the misa is chenik. At least by a nesuya, her misa is chenik. That's the question. It says there mois yumas, so that you learn. We should learn out mois yumas miyoiv yadayni. Ma lahalam beskila. Just like by this machshefus of oivy yidoni, you deserve skila. I'll tell you, afkan the skila. Maybe here by eishes ish, if you live with somebody else's wife, you deserve to receive skila. That was bothering you. Like it's not just some extra words of demeyim demeyim, but if you learn out the gzeres shava from mois yumos that it says by oivy yidoni, the question is then every eishes ish should also receive skila. And we know the lacharish you only receive chenik. He only receives chenik. So Mora says, no, that's not a kasha. Since the Torah says a second parsha of Nara Hamurosa, the Torah says a special halacha. After it says a general klal, a noyef and noefes deserves chenek, or stam deserves nisam, then it says a special case of Nara Hamurosa that she deserves skila. If so, mechlal, that's the biggest proof, then isuya lav beskila, that the general amisa of noyef and noefes is not skila, but rather just chenek. It's only special by an Aram Arosa, there's a Chiyav Skila. So Eishes Ish is not a question. The yellow one was bothering him. Maka Ova V'ima Kokashel. It was bothering a case where you hit your father or mother and you make them bleed. That Lemaisi or Lemigmar Miyav Yudani, I think they get Saif. The question is why? Why don't we give them Skila? We should learn out from Miyav Yudani. It says, Mois Yumas, it says. So that was the question. How come every mak of Avimai does not deserve skila? So Mara says, no. Ad de gamri miyav yudaini. Listen, true, it says maishi maso by mak of Avimai. And it says it by maishi yudaini also. But how do I know to learn it out from maishi yudaini to get the misa chamur of skila? Ligmu meishis ish. Let me rather learn it out from meishis ish. That there also it says maishi maso, and it's only bechenik. So maybe mak of Avimai also only deserves chenik. True, like it says now, Mois Yumosu by three places. It says that by Oiv Yedoni, that's for sure Skila. It says that by Eishes Ish, that's for sure Zoni Chenik. Now it says the third place by Mak Oviv. So we do not know what the word means by Mak Oviv. So you can learn it out from one or two places. Either from Oiv Yedoni to give Skila, or else learn it out from Eishes Ish, that it means Chenik. So the Svar always is, Gola Hokyel. So Memela would mean not more than Chenik. Or Malay, so that's not a question. He answered that true. That's not a question either. Or Malay, Sharhan Eskolim Gufayu Kokashalei. have a question, any other limud. Like you're telling me now, like we'll see later on in the Mishnah Yisrael, there are other cases that get skila. There are a lot of cases that even though the Torah does not say directly skila by the parsha, still we give them skila. Why? See, answering now, because we're learning out from the extra word, Moshiyumasu, that it says by those places, and it says by Yev Yudaini. That's the way you want to learn out. This was bothering him. If that would be true, Diba Moshiyumasu Gemiri, Ad the Gemiri Yev Yudaini, Ligmo Meshishish. That was his real question. How could you learn out to give skila from the extra words, Moshiyumasu, any place? It's not true. Because we have two places in the Torah already that we know clearly which Misa you get. It says Moshiyumasu by both of them. By Oyev Yedoni, true it says Kila, but it also says Mais Yumas by Eshesish. And Eshesish we know for sure only gets Chelik. So that was his question. If you want to learn out other places get Kila from the word Mais Yumas, that you can't do. Because who told you to learn out the word Mais Yumas? From Oyev Yedoni to give Kila? No, go Lakal and learn it out from Eshesish, you only get Chelik. So that was really what's bothering him. And then he answered back, true, I agree with you. And therefore the way I'm learning out from the words, the Mayim Bom, not from the words Maishumas. Yeah. Now the Mishnah says, Yelo Hein on the Skolim. These are all the different Averis that you deserve Skila. Ha Bo Ala Ein, for a son lives with his mother. Vi Al Eshes Av, Rosh lives with your father's wife, even though she's not your mother. Vi Al Hakal, he lives with your daughter-in-law. Vi Al HaZocha, Mishka VeZocha, two men together. Vi Al HaBehema, if you live with the Behema. Vi Isha HaMeviyas HaBehema, if a lady brings the animal upon her. She's also chayiv skila. For your amegadef, if you curse Hashem, for your oivin avoyish gechavim, somebody that worships avoyish gechavim, is chayiv skila. For your anoisu mizaru lamelech, if you take your children and give it to the melech, do that type of an avoyda. So we'll see in the Gemara that really this is not called avoyish zara. Really, avoyish hamelech was not a worshiping to the avoyish zara. It was just a chayiv, a manner that they used to do. And there's a special gzeras hakosiv that if you give your son, make him walk through the fire. For that, you get Misa. Even though it's not really an Eved Avoy Dezor. We'll see in the Gemara. Rako Ponam Anoysin, if you give your child to the Melech, Yechayiv Misa, Uval Oiv Yedoni, people that do this type of Machshefes of Oiv Yedoni, we'll see in the Gemara exactly what this is. Via Machalis, a Shabbos, some is Machalis, Shabbos deserves Kila. Via Machalil, other the Imai, if you curse your father, you deserve Kila. If you only hit them, you only Chayiv Chenik. But if you curse them, it's a big Avera. If you mekalel them, that's worse. So Rashi says, "Hechmiru mi b'makia mishum di katati kilo noviv." You're cursing your father. Or moitzi shem shemaim levatola. Like a real curse means you're mentioning Hashem's name. So you're doing like two chatoim. You're saying Hashem's name in vain. For that, the einish is greater. You deserve skila. For yahabu al nara marosa. If a man lives with a nara marosa, a lady that only had kedushin, she did not have nesuyin yet. For yahamesis. If you cause other people to worship a Zorah, Fihamediach, the same type of a thought, just Hamesis is to a Yochid, you just talk one other person to worship a Zorah, and Hamediach, that you talk the whole city. You're responsible for the whole Ir Hanidachis. You're responsible for everybody in the city, or most of the people worshiping a Zorah, that's called Hamediach, especially Mudu Musi in the Gemara. They also deserve Skila. The Amechashef, a regular Mechashef, deserves Skila, or then Sarumurur, then Sarumur gets Skila. Yeah. Now, Habu Alein, somebody lives with his mother. Chayev Olei Mishum Av, or Mishum Eshes Av, Ein, or Mishum Eshes Av. In the case where she, your mother, in the case where she was married to your father, they didn't just Amzlus, they were married together, so if you live with your mother now, you chayev for two Averis. That's communities, you can do it for Shoigei. You have to bring two Karbonis. You have to bring one Karbon because you live with your mother, but another Karbon, a separate Chayev Karis, because she's your father's wife. Rabbi Yehuda Menor, Rabbi Yehuda says, "Ein oichayev ela mishum ha'ein bovad." No, even though she's your mother and your father and your father's wife, still there's only one avera. There's only one chiyuv koras, one chiyuv korbin, just mishum ha'ein, not mishum eishes av. We'll see in the Gemara why not. Now, habo al eishes av chayev mishum eishes av or mishum eishes ish. In the case where she's not your mother, she's only your father's wife. Your father married her later. So the locker is, if you live with her, you chayiv two, again, if you do it for shogeg, you chayiv two chatois. One, she's an eshes ish, again, the other married lady. And secondly, she's your father's wife, the two chatoim. Mashm here, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't argue. Rabbi Yehuda would agree over here that if she's not your mother, and she's married to your father still, so your father's still alive, there would be two chiyuvim. In the first case, Rabbi Yehuda argues, obviously, we're talking about where your father died already, where she's not an eshes ish. Because otherwise, according to the Tanakhama, there would have been a third chet. And let's say she's your mother, and she's also your father's wife, and she's your father's still alive, so she's an Eishes Ish. So then there would be three chatoyim. So the ratio it says there's only two, obviously means where the father died already. The father gave her a get. Now, Bein Bechai Oviv, Bein Liyacha Misas Oviv. The law of Eishes Av is also even after your father dies. Still, you can't marry your father's wife. Even though she was not your mother, still Eishes Av is also Liyelim, even after Misa. Bein Erisin, Bein Nisuyin. Whether your father only had Erisin with her, still she's also. Or whether your father had Nisuyin Shita, then she remains also. Now, Habu HaKalosoi, somebody lives with his daughter-in-law, Chayev Oleh Mishum Kalosoi, or Mishum Eishes Ish, there are two chiyuvim. Again, if you do it b'shogeg, you have to bring two chatois. First of all, she's an Eishes Ish, she's married now. And secondly, she's your daughter-in-law, your son's wife, there are two chatoim. Bein b'chayev b'noi, bein liyacha mises b'noi. Even after your son dies, still you're not allowed to live with his wife. Your daughter-in-law is also liyelim. Once your son married her once, she remains also to you liyelim. Even lacha misas b'noi. And bein min erisin, bein min nisuyin. Even if your son only had erisin with her, he only made kedushin, he did not live with her yet, still right away it's chal yisa kalosai, that the father-in-law cannot marry his daughter-in-law. This is the Mishnah. Now the Mishnah says, Tani will learn like this. Really the question starts here, the first part, so okay, we'll go into it later, to limudim, exactly how we know all these cases of Achayas Chila. But the Chiddush here is Rabbi Yehuda. That Yehuda says, if somebody lives with his mother, that is his father's wife, he's only chayiv one chat, it's only mishum aim, and not mishum eishes am. The question is why? Tani will learn like this. Rabbi Yehuda says, so Rashi says, this Tani here is not like our Mishnah. It's not like the Tana of our Mishnah. Here the Tana, the Tana said, Abshan Rabbi Yehuda like this. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, that, imoy hoysa imoy, ruyeli yaviv, let's say the mother was not fit to marry the father, they lived by aver, let's say there was a chayiv krisis involved, or a chayiv lavin involved, ein a chayiv el mishum ein bovad. That's the case that Rabbi Yehuda holds, that now they're only chayiv mishum ein, and not mishum eishes av. You know why? Because she's not your father's wife. It was an avera, so the kedusha was not chal. That's what this Tana learns pshat in Rabbi Yehuda. The Rashi speaks that our Mishnah is not like this, because our Mishnah says a general case. According to Rabbi Yehuda, he's never chayiv more than one. But according to this brisa, Rabbi Yehuda is only saying that you know why there's no chiyuv for eishes av, because she was not eishes av. We're talking about a case where the mother, your mother, was not there to your father. So kedusha was not chal. Now the Gemara says, "My ainu ruyeloi." What do you mean to say she was not fit to have kedusha with your father? Elaine, if you want to tell me chai b'krisis, real chai b'krisis, it was her sister, let's say, was your father's sister. If so, or else the chai b'nisis bezdin. If so, mechlau the rabbanon tzavri. There's a machlokes here. So the rabbanon argue on Rabbi Yehuda. The rabbanon say no. There are two chatoyim here. You have to bring two chatoyis, mishum ein and mishum eishes av. Now, if your mother is your father's sister, it could that be mechlau the rabbanon tzavri yafagav deina ruyeloi? Still, she's called eishes av. Why? Her less like kedushim the gavur. That everybody agrees that if there's chayv krisis involved or chayv mrs. bezdin, there's a limudim we learn out in kedushim. Kedushim is not chal. So the Rabbanan can argue to say there'll be an Aveir of Eishes Av. She's not Eishes Av. So what's the Machloikis then? It would have to be like this, rather. Chai V'Lavin. The case is a regular Chai V'Lavin. Let's say your father was a Kohen, and he married a Gerusha, a Chai V'Lavin. So then, we hold that the Gedushin is Chal, even though it's an Aveir involved, but the Gedushin is Chal, he's supposed to give a get afterwards. But in such a case, she's called Eishes Av, there'll be two Chatoyim. If you have Yudas Sava Lokhev Akiva, Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Akiva Shita. The Yom Rabbi Akiva always says, "Ein kedushin tosim b'chayv ilavin." He learns out that there's a mamzer from chayv ilavin, and kedushin is not chal even by chayv ilavin. So according to this brayse, so that's the machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. In the case where your father married, if he was a kohen, he married a grusha, or an amon l'kohen gadol, or a nosan, or a mamzer, he married a chayv ilavin. In such a case, Rabbi Yehuda holds the kedushin is not chal, therefore it's not called eishesav. Therefore, yoni chayv mishumein. Moshe Rav Moshe asked the question, is this true? Is that Rabbi Yehuda Shita? We have a Gemara in Yevamot that says, Issa mitzvah v'yissa kedusha choletz lomis yabemis. The case of Yibum, let's say your brother dies and leaves over his wife without children, so it's a mitzvah Yibum. That's only she's mutter to you. But let's say it's an issa mitzvah, which the first shot is, that means an issa drabonin, an erev midrabonin, or else issa kedusha means a case where it's a chayvi lavin, a case where it's a lav to you. We'll soon explain it. Case where she's it's an avera to you. So then the locher is chaletza. She's supposed to give chalitza, but v'loimis yabemis yibum you can't do. Even though really we should make yibum to say esa is doicha loisasei. The first bia should be mutter. That's always the pshat. We always make a gzera bia rishay not to bia shniya. Even though really the first bia to bia smitzah, we should say esa doicha loisasei. But we're afraid if they'll make yibum to chayv elavin, they'll still live the second time. Therefore, the locher is chaletzas, you have to give chalitza, v'loimis yabemis. Now, this is only because it's an issa mitzvah or an issa kedusha. If she's a chayvi krisis, if your sister-in-law for some reason is a chayvi krisis to you, let's say she's your wife's sister, so then there's no din yibum. In the case where your sister-in-law is chayvi krisis to you, then you're potter from chalitza also. It's only where your sister-in-law is only a chayvi essay or lav, then there's a mitzvah yibum that we say give chalitza and not yibum. Now, issa mitzvah, what does that mean? Shnius midivri seifim. That means there are ladies that are also to you.